This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Let's get into the Jets a little bit more here, and the coaching change happens and you feel like you have a very similar loss than you had that like you had the last 2 weeks. I know the offense was better. They had over 400 yards. There's no doubt about it. As Garrett Wilson gets involved again, has another 100-yard game. This was Breece Hall's best game that he's had all season. There was no doubt there was a change in the offense, and they were better. However, I mean, the penalties are still there. The mistakes are still there. The interceptions at the end of games now, still there. And you just feel like this team is... like, what is it going to take for them to get to that level to be able to compete with the best in the AFC is where they're supposed to be. And when you've got Aaron Rodgers at his age not playing as well as we expected him to play and getting his ass kicked, I don't think they can get there. And I got to be honest with you, one thing that nobody is talking about, it's just like maybe because he got hurt so bad last year, like all these little like minor dings and bumps and bruises people aren't talking about. He's going to miss some games this season. He's definitely going to, every week he's getting leveled. And he's already dealing with an ankle and a knee. They've only played 6 games. The offensive line's not getting any better. And these guys that are hitting them aren't treating them like their grandfather. They're nailing them.
Yeah, Tyron Smith had a hard game, a tough game last night. Oof. I would say, though, you know, 3-game losing streak by a combined 10 points. They've scored a total of 6 points in the second half at home in the 2 games that they've lost at home against the Broncos and, of course, last night against the Bills. So there is a second half issue.
Yeah.
Without question, offensively. That ball was underthrown last night to Mike Williams. Mike Williams was wide open, and Aaron unfortunately underthrew him, which was the biggest throw of the game. I mean, you could still see that the arm strength is there. I mean, that Hail Mary throw was ridiculous. But I also will say, you know, it's a pain in the ass playing against Josh Allen. We always talk about it from the Jet perspective. From the Buffalo perspective, I thought Sean McDermott had his team ready to play, ready to go. I think he probably told his team all week long that there are a lot of people thinking that the Jets are going to come out a different team. They're going to be ready to go with a new coach, and there's going to be an uptick in performance. And certainly for Breece Hall, there was, even though he did drop a pass. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple times where I thought he could have ran a little bit differently than he did. But you can't take away, I guess, you know, his impact on the game last night. It was certainly there and evident. But I mean, Josh Allen's a pain in the neck to play against.
Yeah, but the Jets' defense did enough in this game to win, and Josh Allen had not been playing all that well, and I don't think this was a vintage Josh Allen night. I mean, last night, to me, this was all on the offense again. And by the way, this game isn't close without a miracle Hail Mary before halftime.
I know, but did you see Josh Allen getting away from, pass rusher? I mean, he probably made about 7 plays last night.
He's really good, but the Jets, all right, he's really good, and they scored 23 points, and it was a struggle for them. The game was there to be had, and the Jets defense did enough to contain one of the best players in the league. It was on the offense again.
But you also had a couple drop passes last night.
You know, drop passes are on the offense.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm talking about is not all Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers hit Garrett Wilson in the chest with a ball in the end zone. Now, he got hit by 2 players. I'm not sitting here saying that that's an easy play to make. Let's say that's Justin Jefferson. Is he holding on to that ball? Is that Ja'Marr Chase? Is he holding on to that ball?
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. And it's tough circumstantially to sort of say for a guarantee. I'm not saying it's all Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying it's the offense.
On the underthrow of the ball, I could see it. I could see it like in my sleep that he's rolling kind of to it like that. He's moving to his left and he's throwing back right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough. It's impossible to get all the juice on the ball.
Stepping into it, if anything, his body is going left and his arm's going right, like Sean Manaea pitching.
Yeah.
And he underthrows Williams. He's got Williams open. I mean, that's a play that, you know, normally is going to be made 9 out of 10 times. And I have to say that the Buffalo safeties, both of them played great last night.
Yeah. And this is now 3 games in a row that they very easily could have won and did not. They're 2 games under 500. They could have been in first place. You got 2 essentially dead teams in your division. You got the Bills in your building after a coaching change where you're supposed to get a bump and you still lose the game.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.